8 to 9 on Radio Life and Style on a Tuesday morning. Vic Reeves and the Wonder Stuff in the background with a track called Dizzy. And hey, listen, maybe you're feeling a little dizzy and have been for a while. And if dizziness and balance problems persist, well, you're in luck. Today happens to be the World Health Organization's birthday. It's World Health Day. And with a sort of health-themed focus right now, I'm going to be taking you into the world of audiology with a special interview organized by the ICAN Network of Independent Audiologists and Acousticians. They're a group that provides affordable, patient-centered care across the country. And on the line with me this morning for a special hearing-focused chat, Dr. Natalie Buttress, a leading independent audiologist based in Cape Town, well known for sharing her insights on improving access to hearing aids, reducing stigma around hearing loss, and info on how technology and technological advancements are transforming hearing care. And Natalie, Dr. Buttress, are you there? Can you hear me?
Hello there, Mark. Yes, I can hear you.
Great. You're a good advert for your line of work. Your hearing is good, and we're hoping to share the hearing news. But something that might not necessarily be the most obvious of connections to our listeners, hearing, the ear, and balance and dizziness. Tell us about how the ear contributes to our sense of balance.
Absolutely. You're right, Mark. People associate hearing with audiologists, but very seldom associate dizziness. And if you look at the structure of the ear and the reason that balance disorders fall within the scope of audiology practice is because there are five little balance measurers in each ear, and working in pairs with each other, they give us a tremendous amount of information. We have three semicircular canals, which are like three rings that sit at different angles in each ear, and then we have two other organs that are responsible for up and down acceleration and forward and back acceleration. The three circles are responsible for angular head movement, which in lay terms means when you turn your head side to side, or if you tip it shoulder to shoulder, or if you tip it down, looking down towards your chest or up towards the sky. And your balance organs are feeding your brain with that information, and they are sitting in your ears.
Holy moly, I had no idea there was so much going on, so many components. And what types of dizziness do people get, if you have to sort of break it down?
So the way that we look at it is we want to be able to know whether a person has got dizziness that's being caused by something in the middle of the brain. So in other words, is there some part of the brain that's meant to be part of measuring dizziness that is having difficulty doing so for one reason or another? Is there something in the ear where the actual measurement organ is not receiving the right information or has been impaired in some way? And then also we want to be aware of the fact that the rest of the body contributes to our sense of where we are in space. So your feet on the ground, or your bottom on a chair, your movement of your neck and the movement of your head, all of those have got receptors in them, sensory experiences. So these three sets of let's call them channels of information, what's coming from your body, what's coming from your neck and your head, and what your eyes and your balance organs are doing together, all flood into the brain into different areas. And so when we're measuring, or when we're helping people find where the problem is, we're wanting to divide up the balance system into these different components so that we can help identify the source of the problem.
Wow. So it's quite a bit of detective work that has to go on, I would imagine, to reach a diagnosis. And looking at
indeed, the diagnostics are exactly that. It's detective work.
This is the story. And I imagine that, depending on the type of dizziness, the impact on a person's life could be immense. What is the impact of being dizzy on a person's life?
When you are dizzy, you have an enormous drop in confidence in yourself. So people who are dizzy lack independence, very often will not want to drive. You know, obviously that's incredibly impairing. If it's severe dizziness, it can remove your feelings of safety for being able to walk. And depending on the type of dizziness, there are some people who are feeling dizzy even just sitting. It's incredibly disorientating, and it impacts function in a way that most of our other senses do not immediately do so. If you are unstable, you are not able to participate in everyday life. So it can be really debilitating. And for some people, goes on for a long period of time without knowing that there might be some help on the way. So I really do want to encourage your listeners that if they do experience dizziness, not to, you know, allow that enormous impact of fear and anxiety and lack of independence and drop in confidence to affect your ability to reach out for help, and rather try and find a diagnosis and care.
And if you're just catching the middle of this interview in conversation with Dr. Natalie Buttress, a leading independent audiologist based in Cape Town, and talking about the connection between balance and dizziness and the ear. And Natalie, are there other parts of the body that can significantly contribute to feeling dizzy? I mean, beyond the ear-brain connection?
Sure. So your sensory experiences, for example, if you have diabetes, you might have drop of sensation in your furthest removed parts. So in other words, your feet, for example, the nerve endings of your feet might not be able to give you enough feedback. And so that's just one example. There'll be many of those types of examples where getting feedback from other parts of the body will not give you the information. And then, of course, your balance organs are trying to go into overdrive, being able to measure where you are in space using only head and eye movement. And so any part of the dizziness system, or the balance system, should I say, that becomes hypofunctional, that means underfunctioning, you're going to see other parts of the dizziness system trying to take over some of that action. And yeah, it's, you know, that collaborative response from your body is vitally important to keeping you upright and moving.
Sure. And how would I know whether it is my ear or some other part of my system that is at the root of making me dizzy?
That's such a great question, Mike. I think that, you know, it's always difficult for somebody who is feeling dizzy to test themselves. And so, you know, obviously I'm going to encourage people to see a professional who knows how to measure these things. But some of the ways that you can have a look at it for yourself is if you're sitting still and you stop feeling dizzy, then the likelihood is that the dizziness is not coming from your ear system. Your movement of your head, if you move your head in one direction, so let's say you take your head to the right side, and you try and keep an object in space in front of you stable. In other words, you stare at a tiny dot in front of you and you move your head to the right. Your eyes should move with an equal speed in exactly the same amount in the opposite direction to the direction your head moves. That would make you keep that object stable and you wouldn't feel dizzy. So if you move your head without moving your body and you get an experience of dizziness, then at the very least, one knows that the parts that are connected to the eye and the ear are involved in that experience of dizziness. And then, of course, if you are experiencing anything that causes drop in sensation in other parts of the body, and one of the ways you can test this is keeping your eyes open, but standing on something unstable, like a foam pillow, for example. If you get incredibly dizzy by standing on a foam pillow where some of the reaction of your feet giving you sensory input from the ground is now missing, that could also give us indications of where the dizziness is. But your audiologist will take you through a very structured set of tests, both how you move and how you sit and how you look, as well as some specific computerized objective measurements that look at waveforms from the brain and the ears to be able to help differentiate which type of dizziness you might have.
So you see, if you're listening to this, and if you're nodding your head or trying to keep your head still because nodding it makes you feel dizzy, there is help. there's help at hand. And when it comes to understanding the risks of leaving a dizziness problem untreated, what are the clear risk factors?
So, Mike, I think the biggest issue is that our confidence and independence, our fight and flight systems are all linked to our sensory input. And I think if you have long-term dizziness that is of an unknown origin, one of the first things that one should be aware of is that anxiety increases. And unfortunately, anxiety actually drives the dizziness system. So it can make people feel chronically dizzy even when the original source has gone away. And so, you know, that's obviously one of the important things. And then the other thing is that the recalibration of the brain, the way the brain measures information from the ears and the body, can actually be recalibrated. So left a long period of time untreated, a person might be experiencing much more dizziness or instability than they need to, because it's something that in most cases can be rehabilitated.
Well, that's really encouraging, you know, to find that if dizziness is correctly assessed and the problem is identified, that you can then, you know, treat it at the source and work on supporting that. And what would your picture of improvement potentially look like then?
So we obviously have many different ways of measuring improvements. I think the most important way to our patients is that they feel less dizzy, they have increased confidence, and they can do faster actions and experience, you know, a lot of the sensory experiences that we have. For example, walking in a crowded place, you'd be surprised, but our dizziness system is actually involved in that. And if we are healthy and stable, then it doesn't make you feel disorientated to walk in a shopping center, for example. So having an improvement in quality of life, both physically and psychologically and emotionally, is what is the most important measure for our patients. On our side, we've got those computerized tools that we use can actually measure how quickly certain responses are being achieved. So your dizziness system will be, for example, driving how quickly and how accurately your eyes move in response to head movement. And if we're measuring the brain waves and how that happens while you're doing it, we can actually tell whether you are gaining ground on the rehabilitation side. So that test can be repeated after a couple of months of therapy, and one can actually see the change in the calibration of those movements.
That is so exciting. And for our listeners who are keen to explore options and to find an audiologist to help with their dizziness, what is the best portal to start their search?
So I would recommend, there are obviously a number of professional associations in South Africa, both SASLA and SAAA are our audiology and speech and hearing associations. So there are websites for both of those. But then I would also obviously recommend looking at the Independent Connected Audiology Network's website, which is www.independentaudiologists.co.za. Not every audiologist works with balance or the vestibular system, but a lot of us do. And you are most likely to find somebody who works with balance in the independent network, because we are diagnosticians and we do a lot of work that goes beyond the scope of just fitting hearing aids. Not that that's not an important part of what we do, it is, but dizziness work is something that audiologists who have specialized equipment, as well as who work beyond just the scope of hearing, are going to be able to provide to people.
There you go. You're getting the message on Radio Life and Style this morning. My special guest, Dr. Natalie Buttress, a leading independent audiologist on the line, and a member of the ICANN Network of Independent Audiologists and Acousticians, providing affordable, patient-centered care across the country. That website to check out, www.independentaudiologists.co.za. And you will see there some fantastic options, finding you the right help with dizziness and balance issues. If that applies to you, or if someone close to you has been suffering, there is hope and help is at hand. And Dr. Buttress, thank you so much for giving us an education on a Tuesday morning on Radio Life and Style, and looking forward to having more audiology focused chats in the near future. What do you say?
Thank you so much for having me, and we will always be available to chat to you and your public, Mark. Thank you.
Yay! Thank you, Dr. Buttress. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, and you'll be hearing a lot better with a trip to the audiologist.